The Federal Bureau of Investigation is often described as the nation's leading law enforcement agency, but some members of Congress say pursuing crooks is keeping the FBI from gathering intelligence about terrorism. They want to create a new domestic intelligence agency. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
When called to account for its work in the war on terror, the FBI often points to arrests of 6 people in Lackawanna, New York, for attending an al-Qaeda training camp, 6 others charged in Portland, Oregon, for trying to fight for the Taliban. But North Carolina Senator John Edwards says success in the war on terror should not be measured in terms of busts.
Whenever we read about the arrest of terrorist suspects, that's a law enforcement triumph. But when we monitor these suspects and use them to break into terrorist cells inside our country or outside our borders, that's an intelligence triumph.
Edwards has been leading a growing chorus of voices saying the FBI just isn't cut out for intelligence work.
I believe we should establish a new agency that's focused on gathering information about terrorists here at home. Great Britain, Canada, and many other Western democracies already have these agencies.
Supporters of this idea like to point to Britain's MI5, that country's domestic intelligence agency. MI5's U.S. counterparts have to bridge a legal gap that separates domestic and foreign intelligence gathering. MI5 does not. Jeffrey Smith is former general counsel for the CIA.
They begin by asking the question, what is the threat within the boundaries of the United Kingdom that we need to worry about? And they collect information not only domestically but also abroad that relates directly to those threats.
Smith says that model has worked very well in the fight against IRA terrorism, but some intelligence scholars say that system won't work over here. James Bamford has chronicled the workings of the National Security Agency in his book, Body of Secrets. He says other countries tolerate domestic surveillance and official secrets. Americans do not.
The reason that these restrictions were put on in domestic intelligence collection originally was for the same reason that we have an army that is designed to operate overseas and do things that they wouldn't be doing in the United States. And we have a police force in the United States that has a lot more restrictions on it.
Bamford argues a domestic surveillance agency could easily get out of hand, just the way the FBI did when it tapped the phones of civil rights marchers and others in the name of national security. But former CIA lawyer Jeffrey Smith says taking domestic surveillance responsibilities away from the FBI would help protect civil liberties.
A domestic intelligence service that does not have arrest authority but operates under the control of law is less of a threat to our civil liberties than to have a law enforcement agency also be charged with the collection of much broader information that would be necessary to conduct intelligence analysis.
People inside the FBI admit they have struggled under their dual role of gathering intelligence and of gathering evidence that can put crooks in jail. But they insist they can remold the agency. John Bell was director of the Detroit field office until recently. He says changes in the law are helping to break down the wall between intelligence and crime fighting.
Some of the elements of the Patriot Act, which was passed by Congress, has allowed the FBI and other law enforcement agencies, in some extents, to break down that wall so that there is a better sharing of intelligence between the general criminal investigation and the intelligence side of the house.
The FBI is a popular whipping boy on Capitol Hill, and FBI watchers will keep pressuring the agency to prove it can fight terror. But because intelligence work is so secret by nature, they may not know for certain whether those efforts are succeeding or failing unless there's another attack. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.